This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. It was a warm Friday night on November 3rd, 2023, and kids were playing outside in Cincinnati's West End neighborhood. Police say a car pulled up around 9:30 that night and fired 22 rounds at a group of people. Bullets hit an adult and five children, including 11-year-old Dominic Davis, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Joining me in this recorded interview to talk about Dominic and the impact of gun violence are Dominic's father, Isaac Davis. Thank you so much for being here, Isaac.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And Hayes Porter School social worker, Ali Rizvi. Welcome to the program, Ali.
Thank you.
Isaac, I first just want to say, I told you this already, but how sorry I am about your son, Dominic. My heart just breaks for you and Dominic's mother. Can you tell us just a little bit about him? What was Dominic like?
He was the typical 11-year-old. He was fun. He liked being with his brothers. He liked being with his family. He liked playing basketball. He liked fashion. He had actually just made the basketball team at his school.
Oh, wow.
So he was just a typical, fun, loving 11-year-old boy.
Yeah. What did he talk about wanting to do or wanting to be when he got older? Did he express any of those big dreams to you?
Of course, he wanted to be a basketball player. He also thought he can rap.
Sounds like you're a little skeptical of that.
I heard him and it didn't sound too good to me, yeah. But I don't know what these new kids listen to nowadays anyway. So
Yeah,
but I know he wanted to play basketball.
Yeah, and he had just made the team, so had to have been an exciting time for him. Can you talk with us about what happened the night that Dominic was killed?
Actually, I was at home. He stays with his mom. I was actually preparing myself to go out and with some friends later on that night, and I had got a phone call from my son telling me that Dominic had been shot and that I needed to get to the hospital. So, but then as on my way out the house and out the door, I was in the car driving. They start telling me I need to get downtown because he's not going to the hospital, and they was putting a white sheet over him.
Oh, I can't even imagine what was going through your mind and your heart when you're hearing all this.
Yeah, it was terrible. My thought was just to hurry up and get downtown. I didn't really have too much thought while I was driving. I was just driving, and I was just hoping that I got there safe because everything was blank.
Yeah.
Everything was just blank.
Yeah. I know he was 11 going on 12. I understand he was just outside playing with friends, right? I imagine he'd done that so many times before in the neighborhood.
Yes, he was actually like four steps away from his back door and just outside with a whole bunch of kids. It was Friday night. Actually, I think it was just a football game at Taft High School and all the kids was out just playing. Actually, he wasn't even supposed to be out. His mom told him to go in the house and he snuck out the back door. Mm-hmm. So, but just doing things that 11-year-old kids do. He just seen his friends was outside and he just went out the back door and played.
Yeah, very typical 11-year-old kid thing to do.
Yes.
Ali, you're organizing a walk to end gun violence on Saturday, April 6th. It's in honor of Dominic and all those affected by gun violence. What kind of impact does a crime like this and such a terrible loss like this, what kind of impact does it have on children in the neighborhood?
You know, before I answer your question, I want to say, you know, there is no doubt how much Dominic was loved in the community. And it just breaks my heart when I hear about this. Dominic didn't even attend the school that I work at, but he was so loved by the community that he had so many friends at Hayes Porter, where I work at. And the Monday after when everyone came to school, there was this overwhelming sense of sorrow. And, you know, what's going on? You know, I didn't hear. And, you know, so I just want to say, you know, that Dominic, yeah, he was a typical 11-year-old kid who was so loved by the community. And there's this plague of gun violence where people who are not involved in anything, any sort of gang violence or anything, and they're being killed for no reason. And so, you know, to give some data, to give some context behind gun violence in the United States and how it affects our kids, I want to give some data. 372 children have been shot and killed in the last 3 months in the United States. This is according to the Gun Violence Archive. Since January 1st, 372 children have been shot and killed. In Cincinnati, since January 1st, 2020, 308 people have been shot and killed. And the West End, where Dominic was killed, has the highest number of shooting victims compared to any other neighborhood in Cincinnati. And how that affects our kids is we have kids coming to school who do not have a sense of hope, and they lose focus on dreaming about the future because they've come to believe that their life expectancy is 13, 14, 15. And so what incentive do you have to work hard in school when you feel like you're in a combat zone? And you didn't sign up to be involved in this combat zone. You just happened to be born here. And so I think, you know, I'm not a parent, but I speak for every parent when I think so many parents in Cincinnati and across this country are tired of burying their children. And that's why we're coming together to do this, because we have to bring an end to this.
What do you hear, Isaac, from other kids, from your children, from their friends? I mean, is that hope, that lack of hope or that loss of hope, an impact that your kids feel? I mean, it sounds like Dominic was hopeful. I mean, he thought he was going to grow up and be a basketball player and a rapper despite his lack of rapping skills, right? From your so there's a lot of hope in that. I mean, what kind of impact does a loss like this have on your family, on the kids around you?
I think actually they don't know any better. I just think they don't know that tomorrow they can be gone, especially in the environment that they live in. We have to give these kids somewhere to play other than where is danger. Just outside in the area, it's not a no safe zone out there. So it's a big impact. It affected my kids in a big way. I see it affected a lot of kids in a big way. I'm to the point where I don't know what we can do. It's so bad out there. Unfortunately, I don't see nothing, no time soon, being able to change this, because it's all in the music. It's YouTube. It's all over social media. It's gonna take a lot for something to be done about this and to be changed.
Yeah. Ali, you talked about this loss of hope, but then, you know, you had this very specific experience with kids in your school coming in after that Monday after Dominic was killed. What do you hear from them? I mean, that's gotta almost amplify whatever feelings they had already about all these awful situations.
Yeah, you know, sorry. I just think, you know, beforehand, like you said, you know, so many kids, they don't realize the extent of the danger that they may be living in, and they don't realize that every day is precious. And I think Dominic, in many ways, at least for kids at Hayes Porter, and I can't speak for CCPA and the rest of kids in the community, but it was a real wake-up call that you have to take your life seriously. And so that's kind of why we're doing this, is because we want to make sure that we can connect with our kids and get our kids involved in something that's going to allow them to feel safe, and find places where they can feel safe and get involved in things where they feel safe, so that way they don't find themselves in dangerous positions where they succumb to that feeling of, okay, well, what's the point? So if they can find themselves involved in something where, okay, I have a sense of purpose, I have a sense of community, okay, maybe I can do something special with my life.
We're talking in this recorded interview about the impact of gun violence on Cincinnati communities and a walk to end gun violence that's happening on April 6th. You know, you talked about kind of helping kids understand how important life is and to be involved in things that are making the community better and not be tempted to go down paths that could hurt people. But certainly Dominic wasn't going down a bad path. He's just a little boy playing outside with his friends, dreaming big dreams about playing basketball. I mean, how difficult is it to, because you want your kids to be able to play outside. I mean, that's good. That's what everybody wants. How difficult a situation is that? How scared should kids be, or do they have to be, to just go out inside and be a kid? I mean, it's just so heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. And they have, as kids, especially at 11, you have to realize that everybody's in the neighborhood is not a good guy. Of course, if Dominic was born downtown, he was born in the West End community. He's been there all his life. So he know he comes outside, he sees these guys, he say what's up and hi to these guys. But they have to know, they have to say hi, and they have to keep moving. They can't stand by these guys, they can't communicate with these guys, because who knows what they done. So then these guys standing around, Dominic standing right there, and then some guys come shooting at a certain person, and he's the innocent person just standing right there in his neighborhood. So these young kids have to know that they have is boundaries. You can't just play outside. And it's sad to say, but they have to move somewhere where these other guys are not hanging at all. And that's the only way.
And then on the sort of preventative measure, you know, a big part of this event is, you know, after the walk, we have a town hall, and it's a community dialogue event for families and students to talk with our community leaders and our city officials to discuss next steps. And then after that, we have the Concert for Peace. And at that Concert for Peace, we now have 17 nonprofits who've partnered with us, and they're setting up tables to try to get kids involved in different things. And, you know, one of the greatest things that I've seen in the West End to protect kids and give kids a sense of safety and security is Saturday Hoops. I genuinely believe that Saturday Hoops saves lives. And Saturday Hoops can't necessarily save Dominic's life, but Saturday Hoops hopefully can prevent people from falling into a sort of dangerous cycle of behavior where they don't feel like they have a positive sense of purpose and community, where they can realize, okay, I do have a family of support. The West End is a village. It is a community. It's a tight-knit family. And we want people to realize that they have that support. And so our hope is with these 17 tables that our kids can find something that they can root themselves in, whether it's basketball, whether it's soccer, whether it's music, whether it's art, something that they can say, okay, this is my thing. I'm going to put myself in this, and I'm going to stay away from people and things that are going to put me in a dangerous position. And I think with that sense of purpose and a village of people who believe in you, anything is possible. And so for us, our goal is we don't think we're going to grow a forest overnight. We don't. But we're hoping to plant the seeds, because how many times do we have to walk and organize and bury kids for no good reason? It's time to put that to an end. And I don't think we can put that to an end overnight, but I'm hoping that we can start to lay the groundwork at a very micro level right here in the West End. And then from the West End, use that as an example of how we can have community events and engagement to bring that support to kids and their families.
We're going to continue our conversation in just a moment. And later in the program, we'll talk about recent media layoffs and the impact private investment has had on the newspaper industry. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We continue our recorded conversation about the impact of gun violence on local communities and a walk to end gun violence scheduled for April 6th. My guests are Isaac Davis, the father of 11-year-old Dominic Davis, who was killed last November, and Hayes Porter School social worker Ali Rizvi. I want to ask you both this. I'll start with you, Isaac. What about ways that you think the neighborhood and the ways you think of the neighborhood and the safety of families there? I guess I wonder, has that changed? Do you think of the West End differently after what happened to your son? And do you think families there think about their community differently?
I really can't say. Have it changed any? I can't really say because I don't. I'm not from really actually down there. I don't hang down there or nothing, so I can't see that any changes being made. Mm-hmm. So, and as far as anybody calling and telling me, like, is there more cameras in the area or better lighting in the area, I have not got any of that. So I don't know.
Ali, do you get the sense that people's perceptions of safety have changed? I mean, I guess, has this made people afraid to let their kids play outside?
I don't think any more afraid than they were before. I think there's been an ongoing problem in the community, and there's been all these conversations about installing streetlights and cameras and things like that. And I think, you know, these are Band-Aid fixes to a huge systemic issue of very concentrated poverty in the West End. And there's a very interesting article that was recently in the Inquirer about what this concentrated poverty has done for this community and how that shapes violence in the community, upward mobility, et cetera. So I don't think the perception has changed, and I don't think the perception will change until we really begin to address the systemic issues in the community.
How are families and kids in the neighborhood dealing with this trauma? Are there therapeutic services available to help them through this?
I believe CCPA has therapy at the school. Hayes Porter also has therapy resources at the school. We're partnered with Beach Acres, which is a mental health organization. I believe CCPA is also a partner with Beach Acres, but don't quote me with that, which is a great thing. That Cincinnati public schools and Cincinnati charter schools have been doing, and compared to a lot of other public schools and charter schools, it's a great advancement to give kids that access to mental health support, especially when you're surrounded by, you know, deeply traumatizing events. It's very, very difficult to ask a 10, 11, or 12-year-old to focus on their math or their reading when they're severely traumatized.
Yeah.
And their brain is focused on anything but the fractions in front of them, you know, or the story in front of them.
Yeah. Isaac, you and Dominic's mom have started the organization Forever 11 to honor your son's memory. Tell us about that organization and what your goals are with that.
We started Forever 11, something to remember my son for. What we hope to get out of this is just teaching the kids, giving them something to look forward to, letting them know that someone cares about them. They might not have a father figure in their life. They might not have a mother figure in their life. So me and Dominic's mom, we set out to try to help the kids, talk to them. I'm also a barber, so I want to, you know, teach them a trade. I want to, you know, teach them to cut hair. I want to talk to them while I'm teaching them to cut hair and let them know that, you know, it's positive things that they can do out here, that you don't have to be a gangster, a rapper, to be cool. Is you can be a professional basketball player, you can be a lawyer, you can be a teacher. It's all type of things. So we just want to let the kids know, and we also want to try to have a safe place for these kids to go play at, other than right outside their door or where the other bad guys are hanging. So we just trying to just give back and help out the best we can and reach many as kids as possible, so that won't put them in the same position that, you know, somebody might be outside playing or and get in some trouble or maybe be at the wrong place at the wrong time. So
yeah. Ali, you were talking before about the walk to end gun violence that you've been organizing. It's happening on April 6th. You've got all these different resources that are going to be available there. Is it also, I guess I wonder, is part of the walk and just being outside a response to this idea of kind of almost taking back the community and being outside in group and kind of standing up to this violence that's out there?
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, that's our hope, Right. And the reason why we're walking through the community is because we want the community to reclaim the community. And I think step one of that is acknowledging that we can do something. And step two, and this is the primary focus, is reshaping our relationship with guns and gun violence. That is our hope in the communities, that we can come together and essentially, you know, call for a ceasefire. We understand that there's been shooting back and forth between these people and this people, retaliation with this person and this person, and we're essentially calling for a ceasefire, and that we need to learn to move forward without violence, because violence is going to continue to cause just endless suffering for everyone.
Isaac, have the police made any progress in finding whoever shot your son? I guess I wonder how that weighs on you and Dominic's mother.
I can say the community knows the person who done it, but they don't actually have enough evidence to bring the person in. So, and it's weighing on us pretty heavy that this guy's still out here and he's not been charged and it's going on 5 months. So, it's pretty bad. It's pretty tough to see, you know, he's still enjoying his life. And for him to not even, like, you know, you killed the innocent 11-year-old. You don't feel no remorse. You don't feel no remorse to have to turn yourself in or nothing. So,
Well, and there are rewards available too, right? Yes. Tell us about those.
Yes, there's a $5,000 reward that the ATF. And there's also additional $5,000 that the family put up. So there's $10,000 altogether.
Yeah. I know that the police are saying that people who want to provide them with information on the case can call Crime Stoppers at 513-352-3040. So I wanted to put that out there too. You know, gun violence has devastated so many families. You were talking about statistics earlier, Ali, and so many communities. I want to ask you both, what do you think needs to happen to stop it? I'll start with you, Isaac. What needs to happen to stop this violence?
It's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot from the community. Someone had to step up to these guys. For example, at Dominic's balloon release, someone came and actually told the news guy they seen it, but they're scared to say something because they might be next. So we have to stand up to these guys. And I don't blame them. These people can't even move out the neighborhood. So, they're scared for their life. I don't blame them for not wanting to say anything and speaking up. But once again, this was someone's brother. He was 11 years old. He wasn't the target. So, at some point we have to, as in the community, we have to stand up to these people.
An 11-year-old, that's not even a long enough life to do anything terrible, just a baby. Ali, what do you think? What do you think it's going to take to stop this?
Yeah, I think at the core of this is community support and finding ways for kids to get involved in something that offers them safety and security. There's two parts of that. It's to provide safety to people who are already uninvolved and want to be safe. And then it's also to provide a sense of purpose and safety for people who feel that they may become involved in it. And so if you can feel that, okay, this is my reason to wake up in the morning. I love artwork. I love painting. I love music. I'm going to be in this band. I'm going to be involved with this organization. You're so much more likely to stay on a path that's going to keep you safe and keep you safe from harming yourself and others. And so I think that's our goal, is to create as much opportunity as possible for kids to get involved in things and reclaim their lives and reclaim their education and live a life that's, long and with purpose.
Yeah, reclaim that hope.
Yeah.
I've been talking with Isaac Davis, the father of 11-year-old Dominic Davis, who was killed last November, and Hayes Porter School social worker Ali Rizvi. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Walk to End Gun Violence is scheduled to start at 10 a.m. Saturday, April 6th. You can find a link with more information on our website, wvxu.org. Up next, we'll talk about recent media layoffs and the impact private investment has had on the newspaper industry. This is Cincinnati Edition.